Head coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Paul Bunting Communications post-game show. Coach, your team got outshot pretty good there in that first period. How did you turn things around there in the second?
We did, Kelly. That was a good old-fashioned butt kick in the first period. And unfortunately, we were on the receiving end. Credit Mercyhurst, they came out flying. You know, they hadn't played in about 2 weeks. And that was the message. They said they could either be rusty or they're going to come out flying. And unfortunately for us, they came out flying. And I just thought we did a lot of standing around watching. Certainly, Lauren Bench was ready and had an outstanding first period. And we were lucky to get out of it 0-0. But I thought we just competed a lot harder after that. We battled harder, started winning more face-offs, which was one of the keys. Gave ourselves some really good looks. Unfortunately, the old lack of scoring bug bit us again, because we certainly had some great chances and could have been a different outcome. We've capitalized on you look at the great A's we had in the second period. It was almost 3-1, and we don't get anything. That's hockey sometimes.
You get a lot of good looks. Paige Beebe had 6 shots on net. Abby Haluska had 5. Haley Mack had 4. I know that Haley Mack and Claire DeGeorge had that one rush up the ice. It looked like the puck had gone in, and I was kind of surprised it wasn't reviewed.
I think that was Jack Casa.
Was it Casa?
Yeah,
okay.
But we looked at it. Excuse me. We looked at it between periods, and it was a hard pass, and Jack, didn't get all of it, and it kind of actually went kind of sideways and hit their player in the pad. So that was a great example. I mean, that was a point blank, wide open look, one timer, and we're unable to capitalize.
You mentioned Lauren Bench. She had a great first 2 periods, and most of the third. I guess you would hope in a game where you're playing as well as you were. To get great goaltending. She certainly had a good night tonight, despite that 3-0 score.
Yeah, no question. It's 0-0 going to third on the road against a really good team. That certainly, you'll take that. Unfortunately, we gave up a 2-on-1 there again, which is another area of concern. They make a play and they score. I think the second one she'd like to have back, just a bad angle shot, short side. I mean, that's just one you got to stop in a game like this. And she knows that. But it's just, now you're down 2 and, certainly the power play didn't help us tonight. We were 0 for 5. And that's you got to keep working on it.
And your penalty kill, though, continues to be great. 19 consecutive power plays killed with the 3 here tonight. You came into the weekend with 16 straight. What's been working so well for your penalty killers?
Well, first of all, the goaltending has been great. Whoever's been in the net, that's always going to be your best penalty killer. But they're just working hard. They work hard. Their mindset is to outwork the power play. I think we're being a little bit more aggressive, which has helped. And they've done it so much now. Their roles, they've got it down pretty good. So obviously, you're always going to have a little luck on your side. But they're working really hard, and that's why they've been successful.
Going back to that first period, there was a waved off goal. How much do you think that helped change the momentum into your favor?
At the time, it was, I don't know how much time there was left in the first period. I think we had 1 shot at the time. I think shots were 13-1, and it just gave us a time to kind of regroup on the bench. And we just talked about the fact that we weren't winning many battles. We weren't on our toes. We were kind of doing a lot of standing and watching, and we kind of challenged them a little bit. I thought we had a little better the last 2-3 minutes, but certainly our second and third were much better, more indicative of how we can play.
What do you guys need to do to get a win here tomorrow night?
Well, we got to have a good start. No question, you got to have a good start. You can't put that kind of pressure on your goalie to come out that slow, that soft. But we got to capitalize. We got to find ways to get pucks in the net. We've talked about that countless times, and they just got to find a way to get it done.
Coach, thanks so much. We'll
you bet
see
you,
tomorrow.
Kelly.